This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagged Alive, with your weekly reality check. In June 2021, someone messaged Randy Fine the picture of a Palestinian infant murdered by an Israeli strike and asked him, "How do you sleep at night?" "Quite well," he replied. "Thanks for the pic." This is the man who celebrates the starvation of Palestinian children with the hashtag StarveAway. During his campaign for a congressional seat, Fine started a tweet with the line, "Yesterday in Jerusalem, today in Palatka," talking about how to solve America's Muslim problem. The word Muslim problem was hashtagged. He has also hashtagged blow them up, a reference to Palestinians, and once sent a private message to a Muslim telling him to go blow himself up. He calls Palestinians in particular and Muslims in general, all 2 billion of them, animals, monsters, terrorists, and rapists. He has suggested that dropping nukes on Gaza might solve that Muslim problem. When he served in the Florida legislature, he told a member of the public wearing an Arab scarf to enjoy your terrorist rag. Since becoming a member of Congress, he has referred to 2 fellow members, who happen to be Muslims, as terrorists. I could go on. The list of Randy Fine's bigotries and assaults on American principles is long and getting longer, though he seems to be challenging himself, as if starring in his own episodes of strange addiction, to out-repulse his own repulsiveness. Somehow, he manages. In response to a tweet by a Palestinian activist disparaging dog poop in New York snow, Fine responded last week, "If they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one." It was good to see Charles Gambara, the Palm Coast City Council member who's challenging Fine in the congressional primary, calling him out. "Randy Fine," Gambara wrote on Facebook, "wears his bigotry like a badge of honor." It was just as good to see Mike Chitwood, the sheriff of Volusia County, rescind his recent endorsement of Fine, saying his statements just don't align with Chitwood's responsibility to stand up and protect the entire community. But somehow, it's not enough. Even the outrage Fine draws from people with the power to do something about it is performative, not substantial. I wonder what would happen if a Democrat or any member of Congress were to compare Christians or Jews to dogs, or call dogs preferable to either. You know what would happen. Congress wouldn't even have to act. The outcry would be such that the member of Congress would have resigned by sundown, appropriately so. Just not if you attack Muslims, Palestinians, Arabs. They're fair game, which is why the Republican leadership in Congress has been mum about Fine. But is he really the problem, or just a symptom of what we have come to accept, if not reward? The sitting president posted an image of a former black president and his wife as apes, the sort of thing that would have ended any previous president's term in Watergate-like ignominy. And yet that president, if you can still call him that, is not only still there, but he continues to reap adulation and servility, despite daily outrages that often outdo Randy Fine's, because he puts the power of edicts and policy behind them. Gambaro is right. Fine continues to be an unhinged public official that has absolutely no business serving in Congress. But we're deluding ourselves if we think he is the problem when he's not wearing the jackboots enablers of national degradation are licking. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagged Alive, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.